What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back again today with more daily digest news, another huge episode packed with updates from the AI and AI marketing worlds. First, we are going to be talking about a new model that has entered the LMSYS arena, and it is prompting speculation that this could be the long-rumored Q-Star model from OpenAI that we have talked about in the past. And that was rumored to be the model that caused quite a commotion in regards to its capabilities and how advanced it was and how it may have pushed us towards AGI. We will also quickly talk about an AI-powered ping pong playing robot, just because it's way too cool not to mention. And I am a huge random fan of table tennis. Like I said, randomly one of my most favorite games to play. And we will wrap up with a bit of news from Microsoft. They announced a partnership with Palantir. And for those who don't know, Palantir is a huge data analytics company, basically, that has a number of government and national security contracts. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it. First thing I'm going to cover here is a tweet from Andrew Curran, and that was linked to in a recent Rundown.ai newsletter, and the tweet was from August 7th. It mentions that a new model has entered the LMSYS arena. Apparently, the model is named Anonymous Chatbot. And the tweet or X post mentions that there's already speculation that this is Q-Star, which was codenamed Project Strawberry at OpenAI. And apparently Sam Altman also mysteriously dropped a picture of a strawberry in his X feed, definitely ramping up that speculation. And we talked a little bit about Q-Star and Project Strawberry on the show previously, but basically they are rumored projects at OpenAI. It is a rumored project at OpenAI, and the rumor is that it's a significant advancement towards AGI, artificial general intelligence. So a huge advancement in reasoning, focus, advanced capabilities, the potential impact on society, especially where safety is concerned. So if this new model that's on the way is in fact Q-Star, the world of AI is in for a huge seismic shift. As of the time of this recording, this anonymous chatbot has not been announced to be Q-Star or Project Strawberry, but we will see. Okay, moving on to a bit of fun news, and I just couldn't resist sharing with you all, and this comes from Google DeepMind, the Google DeepMind team, and I will, of course, share the link to the article in the show notes, and they have developed a ping pong playing robot, a table tennis playing robot, and the article, of course, goes into a bunch of technical detail on how it was coded and how it was built and designed. Super interesting, so definitely be sure to check it out, but the part of the article that I wanted to mention is just how cool and first it was cool, but actually how successful this robot is initially. Apparently the robot played 29 matches against human opponents and won 45% of them, which is almost half, and it doesn't sound like a ton, but when you consider the rest of the info here, and that's that the player's skill levels range from beginner to tournament level, and that the robot actually won 100% of its matches versus beginners, and half of its matches, over half, 55% of its matches versus intermediate players. So that's pretty impressive. It didn't win a single match against professionals, obviously, but considering that the physical limitations of the technology are a big part of those numbers, and that's only bound to improve, I think that this is pretty cool. This one is a little bit tough to retie back to marketing, but I couldn't resist sharing when I came across it, so I had to throw it into today's daily digest. Okay, so we touched on the fun side of today's show. Now let's move on to a bit more of a serious topic, and that is the topic of AI colliding with our national security infrastructure and apparatus. Again, a little bit beyond the bounds of the AI marketing navigator here, but huge news in the AI world, and that's going to trickle down to how we use these tools and how they're available and the effect that they have on people, the sentiment that people have about them. So I feel that it's important to include this type of information in the show. Let me know if you don't want me to include just general AI updates. Give me some feedback on how you feel about that. Anyway, this information is coming from a Microsoft News article published on August 8th, link in the show notes as always, and the article talks about an advancement in the partnership between Palantir Technologies and Microsoft, and that partnership is going to allow the implementation of secure cloud AI analytics capabilities into the U.S. defense and intelligence community. Essentially, the two are going to integrate via Microsoft's Azure cloud services, which they've now integrated or started to integrate with OpenAI with the partnership between them. And we have talked about that huge investment into OpenAI and the partnership that Microsoft has made into OpenAI, despite still butting heads with them occasionally when it comes to competition, which makes for a very interesting landscape. So anyway, they are going to be integrated into Palantir's AI platforms, basically bringing the power of large language models and generative AI into classified government clouds and classified government environments. So pretty big deal on a lot of levels. The goal of the partnership, according to the article, is to accelerate the safe, secure, and responsible deployment of advanced AI capabilities in a government environment. Couple key quotes from the article here. One from the CTO at Palantir, Shyam Sankar. They say, quote unquote, "Bringing Palantir and Microsoft capabilities to our national security apparatus is a step change in how we can support the defense and intelligence communities." And then Deb Cupp, who is the president of Microsoft Americas, was quoted saying, "This expanded partnership between Microsoft and Palantir will help accelerate the safe, secure, and responsible deployment of advanced AI capabilities for the U.S. government." Okay, so for better or for worse, this is a huge step in AI coming to national security. And that is a lot to unpack for a lot of reasons. The good, or the potential good, is obvious somewhat. This would potentially enhance national security, hopefully. It would hopefully accelerate AI innovation in a positive direction, and ideally increase efficiency and effectiveness within the intelligence community and the furthermore, our government. But of course, there's a lot of concerns there, too. There's always been concerns about, you know, the surveillance of U.S. citizens for many people in the United States. Again, outside the realm of this podcast when it comes to politics and things like that, but certainly going to be something that people consider in their sentiment when it comes to these technologies. So those concerns are going to be accelerated. We know that there's bias, accountability, accuracy, and correct information issues within these models, and the implications of applying all that into potential life and death situations or national security situations is highly concerning to me and likely to many of you as well. This is definitely an escalation of that AI race and turns it into more of an AI arms race than an AI innovation race. And we also know that transparency has not been a strong suit of governments around the world historically, or recently in the case of OpenAI or other AI companies. So hopefully the transparency pattern kind of changes as it enters into the government realm and the national security realm. Somehow I don't think that's going to be the case, but we'll see. So obviously a lot is going to have to be done still in an effort to align AI into safe policies. There's going to need to be significant, like I said, transparency and oversight. The need for human collaborations with these AI systems is now even more intense. It's almost like we have to work to make ourselves indispensable for these AI systems if we want to remain relevant. And really, this highlights a need for international cooperation, even more so than already needs to be taking place between governments and between national security apparatuses. If the future of AI is going to be safe and beneficial for all of us, then clear, open communication is going to be key, obviously. I'll leave it to you to decide how optimistic you are for all of that to happen. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is the most helpful thing you can do for the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.